This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Gas prices rev up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Have to say, I did a double take at the gas station this morning. $41 to fill up my car. $41. The last time we saw prices like that was a couple of years ago. In fact, AAA reports the average price of gas is about $2.70 a gallon. That's up a dollar from a year ago. But don't panic just yet, says Tom Closa, chief analyst for the Oil Price Information Service.
There tends to be a little bit of a sugar rush to begin any new year, and that new money has driven crude oil prices higher here in the last week of 2009, first week of 2010. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily a trend that's going to be sustained for all of the year.
Part of the problem is the cold winter we've been having. It's pushed up the price of heating oil. World markets are in a good mood this Friday. Tokyo's Nikkei Index jumped more than 1%. London's FTSE is up about 0.1%. U.S. markets were mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tacked on 0.3%, closing at 10,606. Bad news on the job front in Europe. Unemployment in the Eurozone hit 10% in November, highest it's been in more than a decade. A European company might be the owner of a shiny new car company. The board at General Motors is meeting today to consider the future of Saab. Stephen Beard has more from London.
Bernie Eccleston has entered the bidding for Saab. Diminutive, elderly and utterly ruthless, Eccleston is the billionaire boss of Formula One, the world's leading motorsport organization. Last night he said that in partnership with a private equity firm, he's joined the race to buy GM's Swedish subsidiary. A surprising move. Eccleston's not a manufacturer, but says Hans Seberg of F1 Racing magazine, his bid should be taken seriously.
He was the man that sort of turned Formula One into something that no one ever thought could make money, into this massive multi-billion pound industry. You know, he's an incredibly switched on businessman. He wouldn't enter into anything, I don't think, unless there was money to be made.
He hasn't exactly endeared himself to GM. He says Saab's a good brand that's probably been neglected by the current owners. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
When the markets crashed last year, a lot of us saw our 401ks and investments lose about half their value, which led to the question, what about all of those financial advisors we pay to know about this stuff? How did they miss this? Well, that sentiment has some people turning to less traditional sources of financial advice. Cash Peters has more.
It's so hard these days to get reliable investment advice.
People used to be very trusting and turn over their money to brokers, and now they're not. Now they're saying, what other options do I have?
Exactly. That's why they go to see Cheryl McCormick. She's an intuitive counselor, a sort of psychic financial muse.
I am someone who says the trend looks like it's going this way. Your business deal, your investment has problems. And then they take all that information and they move forward with a decision on how to invest.
Ooh, see how useful that could be? And because she's so often right, her client list includes all kinds of brokers and also private investors, such as this guy, Mr. X.
A year ago, she talked about the concept of buying precious metals. Now, if you look at gold, gold's now climbing.
So did you take that and run with it, though? Is that what you
did? Oh, are you kidding? Of course not.
You didn't. You ignored it.
I ignored most of it.
Mr. X there. He didn't want to be identified as a guy who uses a psychic. Obviously, though, nobody really knows what the market's going to do. Unless it's the futures market, of course. Or the ES&P. But who can I trust most? I went to UCLA's Anderson School, which is like the Hogwarts of finance, and asked two of their greatest minds, Professor Shlomo Banati and Professor Avanida Subramanayam, the same question.
If you had to trust somebody with financial advice, who would you trust? A psychic, a stockbroker, a professor, or a monkey with a pin and a copy of the Wall Street Journal?
If you're trying to make quick money, then you probably want the monkey, because the reality is, if you want to get rich quickly, you're going to have to take more risk than is sensible.
I would add a fourth category, people who are actually out there investing for wealthy clients like hedge funds and people like that, who they're not giving advice. They're putting the money where their mouth is.
Uh-huh. In other words, independent, informed experts. Or failing that,
I would say monkey is just as good. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah, go with a monkey. In Los Angeles, confused, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
Washington, D.C. is set to topple the Big Apple as the most expensive office rental market in the country. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
There are no bargains here. Washington office rental prices are only down about 3% from last year. Compare that to New York, where they're off nearly 20%. Real estate analysts say New York is still struggling to recover from the financial crisis. Washington, on the other hand, is booming. That happens a lot during recessions, when the government is doing most of the hiring and needs extra office space. The Wall Street Journal says the Department of Homeland Security wants to lease about 1 million more square feet of office space. Corporations are moving to Washington to be closer to the government. Northrop Grumman announced this week that it's relocating to D.C., and lobbyists are jostling for more office space here. They're lobbying furiously on healthcare, energy, and other hot topics on Capitol Hill. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
And finally, NBC is reportedly pondering a major do-over. Last year, NBC bumped Jay Leno from The Tonight Show and gave it to Conan O'Brien. Leno started a new show at 10 p.m. Well, ratings have plummeted for both time slots, and there's been a lot of talk that Leno's show would be canceled.
I don't think there's any truth to the rumors. See, it's always been my experience. NBC only cancels you when you're in first place. So we're fine. Hey, Kev.
What's up, Jay?
What does NBC stand for?
What's this?
Never believe your contract, but you know!
Now, rumor has it NBC may move Leno's show back to 11:30 and push Conan's show back. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.